Isabel Piedmont Smith is a Bloomington City Council member. She recently published a statement in response to some of the claims made by the Stop Upzoning Group, a group which is against proposed changes to Bloomington's zoning laws. The changes, which are called the Unified Development Ordinance, or UDO, would allow for duplex, triplex, and quadruplex construction in central neighborhoods. Piedmont Smith joins us now to talk about her statement. Councilmember Piedmont Smith, welcome on WFHB Local News.
Thank you for having me.
Your statement is fairly detailed and issue-based, and you focus on 9 different points. We don't have time to get to all of them today, but what is the distilled take-home message that you want everyone to understand?
I want everyone to understand that, first of all, I recognize that there are concerns, legitimate concerns, about the UDO changes that have been proposed by the mayor's administration, but I think the arguments against the greater density in some of our inner neighborhoods are often based on conjecture and supposition rather than on fact. And I also think that there's been some exaggeration of the proposal itself.
Right. You're talking about density, which is to say more people living in the same amount of space than currently live there. I think one of the main questions is, basically, do you believe that the proposed zoning changes have enough regulations, have enough teeth to ensure that housing affordability in the central neighborhoods improves?
Well, the short answer is no. I mean, I think that housing affordability is a huge problem that has to have many solutions to it. I don't think this proposal for the increased density in some of our core neighborhoods is a silver bullet. I think creating more housing, especially close to where people work, play, and go to school, is a good idea. It won't necessarily be affordable housing because those locations are still highly valued in the real estate market. But I think overall we need more housing of all types. And so in that respect, I am in favor of increased density close to our downtown and close to campus. I think that we also need to look into some of the issues that have been raised by people in living in those neighborhoods, like parking, like the current infrastructure that may be insufficient, things like that. But the petition really just assumes that everything's going to go to hell if the zoning is passed, and I think that is not reasonable.
What is one of the major misconceptions in your mind that you believe people have about these zoning changes?
Well, I think one misconception is that homes or houses that are built in the R4 district are going to be larger than what's currently there. The R4 district has set requirements for the maximum allowable impermeable surface, so built upon surface. And on, you know, the flip side of that, they have minimum requirements for green space. And those are going to be the same whether your building has 2 units, has 4 units, or just a single family house. The footprint of that building is still going to be the same. And I think that's something that right in the first paragraph, the prelude to the Stop Bloomington Upzoning Resolution is misquoted. It says, you know, this would allow significantly outsized structures, and that's just not true.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there, but Councilmember Piedmont Smith, thank you so much for joining us on WFHB.
Thank you for your interest.